Malachim Aleph Perek Yud. This parak discusses the great amount of wealth and opulence Shlomo had attained during his kingdom, and how far-reaching the wisdom of Shlomo had went and spread throughout the entire world. Note, Shlomo's wisdom wasn't his personal wisdom. It was a higher level of wisdom that came straight from Hashem. Anyone who heard from Shlomo's wisdom was automatically drawn close to Hashem, because the Giloy Chachma, the revelation of Shlomo's wisdom, was a godly wisdom. So too on a smaller level, each and every single one of us possess our own inner godly wisdom that we were born with, a higher level of intelligence, an impersonal wisdom, the wisdom of creation and God, that not only do we have access to, but is a part of us as well. The more we listen to our own unique wisdom, we can feel more part of life and connected to Hashem, who endowed us with the wisdom to begin with, as the wisdom of creation flows through our very beings. In Pasuk Aleph, Umalchus Sheba Shemas Eshomea Shlomo V'Shem Hashem Tavo L'Nsoso B'Chidos. And the Queen of Sheba heard of the greatness of Shlomo, which was like Hashem, and she came to test him with riddles. Pasuk Beis through Yud, the Queen of Sheba arrived in Yerushalayim with a huge procession, with a large quantity of spices, stones, and gold. She told Shlomo what was in her heart and asked him all her questions. There was not a single question Shlomo couldn't answer. Shlomo had a large feast, servants, attendants, entranceways, and the Beis HaMikdash. The Queen of Sheba was overwhelmed and impressed. The Queen of Sheba related, Shlomo's wisdom is even more greater than I possibly could have imagined. How great are his servants that sit by him all day. Great is Yisroel, who has Shlomo as their ruler. May Hashem be blessed. She then proceeded to give Shlomo more gold and spices as gifts. A mass amount of spices was never given to Shlomo as a present in one shot, like the Queen of Sheba's gift. The Ramad Wali points out, the Queen of Sheba felt the light of Shlomo's wisdom was able to push away her Ruach Sheker, spirit of falsehood, from her heart, and at the same time bring her close to the truth of God, as Shlomo's wisdom was a revelation of the light of Olam Haba being revealed in Olam Hazeh. The Ramad Wali continues to explain, the Queen of Sheba converted to Judaism afterwards. Shlomo and Hiram's armada of had brought back gold from Ophir and elaborate almug trees and musical instruments. Many Mephoshim learn the almug trees was a type of beautiful coral. Shlomo gave the Queen of Sheba more gifts of whatever she wanted. In 1 year's time, Shlomo would acquire 666 kikar za'ab, golden kikars, and other forms of wealth. Shlomo made 500 types of various golden shields. And Pasuk Yuches, Vayas Melech Kisei Shein Gadol V'Yitapeu Zav Mufaz, that the king made a throne that was big, and he covered it with shiny gold. The throne had six steps, rounded top, arms on both sides, and two golden lions on each side. There was never any throne like it before. The Esther Rabbah brings, Shlomo's throne was fashioned in a similar to the throne of Hashem, as there were six steps plus the seat itself, which is seven, which corresponds to the seven rakiyas, the seven upper heavens of the upper worlds. Rav Madwali explains, Aryeh, or the lion, has the same numerical value as Gvura, meaning strength, 216, because Aryeh lions on the throne would show kindness to those who would be humbled in front of it, and strength, cruelty, to those who would be haughty in front of it. The Rav Madwali also explains, Shlomo's throne contained the deepest secrets of the ten spheros. Shlomo, using his wisdom, fashioned the throne that a person would automatically recognize Hashem just by looking at it. I'd also like to add, there are lots of amazing midrashim that describe the amazingness of Shlomo's throne in great detail. In Pasuk Kaf Aleph through Kaf Tes, which is the end of the parak, Shlomo only drank from golden vessels. There was so much gold, silver was of no value. King of Tarshish and Hiram would come every 3 years with gold, silver, ivory, and peacocks. Shlomo became richer and greater and wiser than any other king in all the land. Shlomo would set fixed prices for his chariots and riders. Shlomo would export items for all the kings of that time. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.